It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With cell phones or tablets outfitted with cameras, everyone's a photographer these days. However, how do you capture that perfect image? Well, we're posing that question to famed photographer and Pittsburgh native George Lang, whose book, The Unforgettable Photograph, offers ideas, tips, and secrets for taking better photos. Mr. Lang's work has been published in Esquire, Glamour, and the New York Times, among other publications. And he joins us now in Studio A. George Lang, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. I love coming back to Pittsburgh.
Well, we love having you. And is the fact that photography is something that just about everybody does these days more of a source of inspiration or frustration for you?
Definitely inspiration. But something interesting happened 5 or 6 years ago. We went from being event photographers, photographing birthdays and holidays and vacations, to photographing our lives every day. We started carrying around these incredible phones with great digital capture parts to them, and we started capturing our personal histories daily. And that became very interesting. And those pictures are really interesting.
But has that created an undesirable glut? And doesn't that lead us to ask, does everything have to be documented?
Absolutely not. But everything should be appreciated. And the documentation of really living great lives and interesting lives and appreciating what's so special about us and what's unique, then the documentation becomes leaving a little room in our brains, which are our personal hard drives, to enjoy other things.
Now,
new things.
You are an artist, and I'm holding your book here, The Unforgettable Photograph, and I'm looking through this and these amazing photographs in here, and some of which are extremely moving. And in the hands of somebody else, these subjects would not come out looking this same way. And one of the things I wonder about, and that you would know with your trained eye, is, are the finer points of photography getting lost on the iPhone generation? Because instead of picking up a camera and thinking about the mechanics and the setting and the lighting, you're just picking up that phone. It's like click, 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 and there's not a lot of thought going into it, seemingly.
Right. I think that the whole thing still comes down to really appreciating our lives and appreciating how special. This morning, my six-year-old went in the bathroom of my mother's house in Squirrel Hill, and he said, "Dad, come in here and look at the light." And the light was just streaming in, and 5 minutes later, it was gone. But he saw that light and appreciated it, and it was this special moment. There are all these small, special moments going on all through our days and all through our lives, and we don't have to photograph all of them. But when we do, we want the pictures to capture what made it special for us.
Now that these images can be stored electronically, does the average person, is anybody even printing photos anymore? I mean, it used to be that you couldn't see it instantaneously, and people will, if they take a photograph of someone, get me a copy. Well, a copy used to mean, an actual print. Now it's sent electronically, it's emailed, and God knows what happens to it, you know? So does any of that concern you?
It feels disposable when you're just kind of flipping through someone's Facebook feed or your Instagram feed. And when you either do a book that's a hard copy or do a print, it definitely feels more permanent. I love prints and I love photographs. And actually, the Carnegie has amazing photography shows as well as some of the galleries here, which I think really let people appreciate how beautiful photography can be.
In your book, you talk about how you have to move around to get a good shot, change the perspective. Explain this technique.
One of the things that happens when we take pictures is we get lead feet. We don't move around, especially when you're photographing pets or children. If you get down on their level, you see the world differently. You see the world from their level. You get a whole different perspective that's always more interesting than sitting up at an adult perspective looking down.
Which is the same way with cinematography. People will notice that. We'll notice that in our favorite movies, the way a certain director will capture, or a DP, director of photography, as they call them, will capture something by getting a different angle. Do you feel that that's something that is part of the whole storytelling process?
Absolutely. I mean, this is what's going on. We are having amazing moments that we aren't photographed. that we aren't photographing. We're photographing our desserts. We're photographing sunsets. We're photographing what a ride at Kennywood Park looks like rather than our experience with the sunset, our experience. What did the dessert taste like? I'm much more concerned what it tasted like than what it looks like. I'm more concerned with being with my family at Kennywood or the Pirate game yesterday and having that experience and photographing that.
And so that comes from moving around.
That comes from moving around, and it just comes from really appreciating how great our lives are and photographing the parts that are really special that we really want to remember. And oftentimes those are the pictures that we don't take.
So this doesn't sound as much about mechanics, what we're talking about, as it does about heart and emotion.
That's what the book's about. And the book happens to be a photography book, but at its heart, it's about appreciating your life. It's about appreciating yesterday walking over the Sixth Avenue Bridge on the most glorious day in Pittsburgh. I'm with my mother and my children and my wife, and stopping and saying, wow, the sax player is playing. There's all this going on. It's so great. And I want to remember that.
Yeah, so you've been away from Pittsburgh for a while. It's now the Clemente Bridge.
Even better. I used to go see Clemente at Forbes Field when I was growing up.
Yeah, you would be of that generation. George Lang is a Pittsburgh native, and he is the author of the book, The Unforgettable Photograph, 228 Ideas, Tips, and Secrets for Taking the Best Pictures of Your Life. Describe your childhood growing up in Pittsburgh and how this has informed your photography.
I had a really happy childhood growing up. I loved almost everything about it. I loved Whiteman School and Alderdice and my oldest friends in the world. I have pictures of us at 6 weeks old in the playpen. I mean, it's crazy. Muzz Myers and my mother's lived in the same house since she was four. So even when I come back to visit, I'm visiting the same house that I grew up in. I gone out in the world. I photographed presidents and celebrities, and I have the only formal picture taken of Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Everyone I photograph, I'm looking for that happiness that I had growing up in Pittsburgh. And that's what I've been trying to photograph.
So before we run out of time here, I'm going to have you leave us with a couple of tips. First of all, give us a photography tip that helps us take better pictures.
Getting down low is a really good one. I'd say also taking lots of pictures. You don't have to squeeze it into one. What I like to do is take lots of pictures quickly and then look at the pictures after the experience. Don't sit there sharing it in the middle of the experience. Have the experience. And then when you look at the pictures afterwards, you actually pick a better picture to share than you do in the heat of the moment.
That's great advice. Have you ever been starstruck? You've photographed these famous people. Have you ever kind of frozen, like, oh my God, I'm looking through my lens and there's Steve Jobs.
I get excited. When I shot the Obamas, I was very excited. But I don't get starstruck in a way that every day, whoever I'm photographing, whether it's my children or the Obamas or Bill Gates or whoever, it's equally interesting me. And I'm trying to find that place that we're all connected.
And we're down to about 20 seconds, but I have to ask you, what was it like to work for the great Annie Leibovitz?
Amazing. She's the real deal. She was a huge hero growing up. And we went all over the world and had an amazing time. I learned choreography and rhythm from her.
My guest has been George Lang. He is author of The Unforgettable Photograph, 228 Ideas, Tips, and Secrets for Taking the Best Pictures of Your Life. He is a Pittsburgh native visiting with us on Essential Pittsburgh. George, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.